Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die, and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a very funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel guidance and advice. You can call the show now on 646-716-694. Again, that call-in number for that angelic advice is 646-716-694. 6794. But before we do get to those callers, once again, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. I appreciate you listening so much. All of your follows, you know, whether you're listening in by computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to the archive shows, which are about 3.5 years strong for these weekly channeled radio programs. And there are so many different topics to go on there and to listen and to get some insights and messages from the Posse of Angels and myself. I'd like to start off the program by telling everybody that every day when I come into my office, I pick one of my fairy cards and I draw a card at the beginning of each day to give me some guidance, some advice. And I got to tell you, for the fourth day in a row, I have chosen the same card. And this card is the card of change. So this May, as we get more and more into May, we just had a beautiful blessing of an enormous, extraordinary full moon this past weekend, and it was bringing in the blessing of change for so many of us. You know, if you'd like to start you know, being very excited about change. I know some people don't like change, but change is a form of growth for all of us to see how we can expand and we can not limit our horizons. So if you'd like to have more change in your life and be happy about it and to see it as a wonderful thing, you can book a session with me, Claire Candy Hoff, an intuitive counseling or Reiki session, and you can call Angel Healing House Radio after the show on 831-277-3716, or you can email me. And my email address is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. You know, that life that you want to bring in, a life of ease, life of abundance, a life of love and joy, it's waiting for you to embrace it. And I do have a special on for May, as my sessions are normally $200. But all for the month of May, if you book and pay for the month of May, then they are discounted to $175. So once again, that number for Angel Healing House and those discounted sessions to bring in the new is 831-277-3716. I see that we have lots of callers on the line today. You know, if you're a regular listener, you know that I take about 20 minutes or so to speak about our topic of the day. And before taking your phone calls for that free angel advice, I'd like to speak about the topic which the Posse of Angels are calling, Are You Sabotaging Your Fresh Start? Now, in last week's program, the Posse of Angels reminded us that we have been through one of the biggest transitional periods in the past 2 months as we step through the portal of dimensions going into the fifth dimension. And you might have noticed that there's a greater sense of freedom as the universe is supporting us in whatever endeavors we choose and take inspired action towards. This is because we all get to have the possibility to begin afresh and to start anew with our lives. And like myself, you may be so excited to be presented with the manifestation of opportunities and connections that will see many of us stepping into a very new life. But then the more one may think about stepping into their dream life, the more it may be causing us to doubt that it will ever happen. And you would be absolutely justified in thinking this and that it may never occur. You know, many of my clients have spoken about feeling like they have been held back as they've been presented with so many instances over the past years where it seemed like the universe was bringing them those important people and opportunities that would have propelled them forward. And what happened was a complete disconnect. And in the end, nothing much happened with those connections. It might have seemed like our life was on hold and that our dreams and our endeavors, which we so wished for, were permanently stalled. So on one hand, we may think that our big break in our careers and our projects may never happen. But what is even scarier for some people, listeners, is that our dreams might happen. I know that sounds weird, but there are some people out there that get very scared when they think about stepping into their dreams, the manifestation of their dreams. We may think, what if the people and events do show up to propel me forward? What happens after I have visualized and prayed and trusted and believed in this new dream life of mine? What if I'm unable to do what I imagined and dreamed of doing all of these years? It is this thought, whether we're conscious or unconsciously held within, that it is not only scaring the heck out of many of us, it's causing us to sabotage ourselves and to backpedal. You know, in the past month, I've heard of many instances where clients have prayed and they begged for the fulfillment of their prayers, and once their prayers have been received, they have sabotaged themselves from moving forward. A clairvoyant friend of mine was having so much trouble financially, keeping her body and soul together these past few years, and she was praying that the universe would send her a steady position for her to easily be able to pay her bills and her rent. Well, several months ago, when she was offering the fulfillment of her wishes, she could not believe that after all the praying and the pleading and the begging and the crying, she actually was offered a job position. And this job position was in the area of caring, caretaking industry, which carries a great deal of responsibility. And this job position was even grander as it opened up possibilities for her to use her alternative and holistic practices. And although this was the answer to her prayers a mere few months ago, she told me before starting her job that she was so fearful about being able to take on such a high level of responsibility. And now instead of experiencing joy, she was experiencing illness, burnout, exhaustion, and lethargy. Now another example came from a caller on last week's program. As she had been praying and asking the universe to connect her with just the right person in the music industry to help her sign on her album and her songs. And when her prayers were answered, as she manifested just this person, she then started to question this producer's integrity of whether or not to sign with him, when her intuition told her full well to step forward as he was honest and truthful. She started to question stepping forward because he was so very well known and so good at what he does, and her sabotage had everything to do with fearing that her music was not good enough to sign on with such a well-known producer, as perhaps she would not measure up to his other well-known artists that he represented. Asking and pleading, begging and praying for the universe to fulfill our desires has really, when you come to think of it, it's been a full-time task for many of us over the past years. We have visualized ourselves finally being able to be seen, perceived, heard, rewarded, and recognized for our hard work and dedication, for our effort to the life that we dreamed about. But asking for something and receiving it, listeners, are two very different things. And when our wish to be able to do that certain something is actually granted, it can be causing us more headaches if we are not 100% committed to that dream with joy, enthusiasm, and passion. You know, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us that now that the collective has been given the possibility to reside in fifth dimensional energies, we really need to reflect on what we wished for before when we were residing in lower dimensional frequencies. They are suggesting that many of our wishes were made purely for monetary gain, as so many of us were programmed to believe that that money would bring us happiness. Many of our former prayers were those which were fueled by ego, wishes such as praying to get a coveted job position or to be catapulted to fame were made, well, they were made perhaps to show one's family or friends or one's ex that they were worthy of praise and recognition, which had us wishing from our egos. Please remember, if you're doing anything in order to seek revenge or show others how worthy and deserving you are giving your power away, as you are already worthy and deserving, as this is your birthright, as this your inheritance as a divine internal being. When it comes to reflecting on our desires, the Party of Angels is asking us if we are coming from the purest place within us. I've often asked my clients to reflect on their dreams, wishes, and desires, asking themselves if they would do this dream regardless of money, regardless of the fame, regardless of any recognition and rewards, if they would solely be doing what they love with passion, creativity, and unbridled joy just by doing it. Another way to tune in to see if the dream that we prayed for and visualized ourselves doing makes us truly happy is to ask ourselves if when we are doing it, do we lose all track of time? Personally, I feel like I am in this vortex when I am writing. Writing is breathing for me, and I am so excited and joyous to bring forth information that the channel is always open for me. Blogs, newsletters, radio shows, books all flow easily and gracefully for me because writing is who I am. And when you have tapped into absolutely loving what you do creatively, passionately, with no reservations and the enthusiasm of a child, then one's world grows exponentially grander to encompass all that excitable energy. And the Posse of Angels is reminding all of us that in these very new fifth dimension energies, we all get to choose what we love to do. But the caution here is not to go back to old ways of thinking, perhaps thinking that one does not have perhaps the certification, the intelligence, the skills, the wherewithal to step forward. Remember that we are now able to work with the intangible and the unbelievable in the limitless possibilities of synchronicities, miracles, and magic. To help you align with your passion, put your emphasis on your creativity, on your playing, on your joy, and having fun, and then rest, as they say, in the fifth dimension, because those energies will support you and will look after you with ease and grace, open to receive, as it's not so much now about doing, as it's opening up to the grandeur inside of you to be able to receive the fulfillment of your dreams without sabotaging yourself. And if you are sabotaging yourself, once again, I can help you in that. I've been helping so many people transform those energies inside, which has helped them completely change their lives. And what better month to do it than the month of May, as I'm having a special this month on my intuitive counseling sessions and Reiki sessions, either in my Los Angeles office or internationally and nationally over Skype and with distant healing. You can call Angel Healing House after the show. I'm 831-277-3716 for those discounted sessions, normally $200. And now if you book and you pay in the month of May, you can schedule whenever in 2015 you would like that session to be. And with Mother's Day coming up, what better present to give one's mother, one's loved ones, than the gift of clarity and peace and bliss and joy with their own journey with the angels through an angel healing house session. So Let's go to the phone lines before we go on to speak more about why you might be sabotaging your new fresh start. Let's start with 863. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Julia. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Julia. And so how have you been with the changes in your life? Have you noticed any sabotage or limitation that you've come across?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm in the process of divorce, and as part of that is, you know, my whole life is changing. I've moved out of the marital residence to a different state, and now I'm trying to look for a job to, you know, figure out what I'm going to do, you know, work-wise. And
right.
It's like I started out good. I went to the library and asked, was there any resources? And I followed up and went to, they have like a mobile resource center, and it came to the library, and I went there and I signed up online, and then I came home and put my resume up, and I went to go to their office, which is a couple towns over, and be evaluated to find out what my current skills are. But it's like the very next day I overslept, and I just like I haven't pursued it further. So it's like, okay, this is weird. I know I need to, you know, get myself motivated and start moving forward, but, you know, it seems that I just find excuse, you know.
Yeah. Okay. What I'm picking up specifically, Julia, is the Posse of Angels are saying, why would you limit yourself looking for jobs in logical and rational places? Take your emphasis off of finding a job. It's the difference between, they're so cute, they're saying it's the difference between making a living and making a life.
Yeah.
I love my angelic family. Okay, they're saying that they're applauding you for getting you to where you are now, but they want you to put your emphasis on having fun, on playing, on experiencing giddy, wiggly joy, okay? Because that's the vibrational frequency that is going to draw, you're going to be like a beacon of energy that is going to draw the opportunities, the connections, the events, the situations all to yourself for the fulfillment of your desires inside. You know, the Posse of Angels and your angels and God already know that you wish to be of service, and you wish to bring forth your gifts and your talents and your abilities. They know that. You don't have to hammer them over the head. And they're saying that, yes, you were very diligent. You put your information online, and you looked in the want ads and things like that. But some of the most extraordinary connections did not happen in the logical way. So they want you to engage, and that's the word they're using. They want you to engage with life. When you get up in the morning, and I know you have a lovely intuition. I've spoken to you before, and you're very intuitive. Otherwise, you wouldn't have taken yourself off to Florida for your fresh start. You open yourself up to receive, and you speak to your own angels, and you say, okay, angels, I am going to engage with life, and show me how I can do that. Show me how I can do that with fun and joy and excitability and creativity, and then you allow yourself to be led, even if it means going off the list, the logical and rational list that you've made. So let me go to the cards and see what comes out for us. Lovely Julia. And by the way, Julia, I know your story, and I, along with the Posse of Angels, am very proud of you that you've now, and I'm just getting shivers, left, right, center, that you are now in Florida, and you are going to step forward into this new dream of yours. Well, you have already. So they're very proud of you.
When you were talking, my question was actually I wanted to find a career where I could thrive, instead of just exist, just like you say, the 9-to-5, you know, showing up at a job to just, you know, have employment. I don't want that. I don't want to just show up. I want to thrive. I want, you know, I want the sweetness and juiciness of life, the fun, the excitement, the, you know, interest, the creativity, you know. That's what I want
okay.
for this next phase of my life. So, yeah.
Okay, Julia, now that you have declared that, it is so, it is so, it is so, and let it be done. And now that you've declared that you want to make a life instead of just making a living, it will come to you because you have now affirmed that. The only thing that could stop you is this program, is the sabotaging, and to realize your joy, because so much of your path has been stopping your joy. Okay, they will send you signs how you can step into something that you will absolutely adore doing. You will love it. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. The first card is strength. Okay, that's the 11 number. 11 number is a master number. 11 number is for you to step forward with confidence, knowing that there is only what you desire. The universe wants what Julia desires, and it will bring it to you, but you have to be open to receive it, and you have to be open to step forward, and it takes strength, and it takes courage to step forward. The next card is, now that you've affirmed this, have you ever stated that in words before?
I probably have in different ways. I know I've written letters and done ceremonies saying this is what I want to create. So, I mean, I have been making those steps. It's just, I guess the universe's time is a little different.
Well, they're saying it's time, because the next card that's coming in is the Knight of Wands. It's time to take action. With a great passion behind you, saying, I am ready to make a life for myself. Knowing instinctively and intuitively what you want, what is going to make your heart sing. And the next card, oh my gosh, is the Star card. You've got strength, you've got the movement card, and you've got the Star. And the Star is about hope and dreams coming true. Believe in yourself, Julia. The end of a difficult situation, as May goes on and into this summer, there will be summer harvest. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yes.
I'm sending you so much love. Take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Oh, and I'm so, so very proud of Julia, because I do know her journey. And now she is going to be making not just a living, but making a life. Let's go to our next caller, 303. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
My name is Allison.
Hi, Allison. And have you noticed changes in your life, and if perhaps you might be sabotaging them?
I am trying to make some really significant changes in around job versus work, and I have been aware of not sabotaging myself, as
very,
a matter of fact.
Very good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, I've been, I know there's kind of a habit to do that there, or a pattern, due to, you know, a lot of it's childhood damage, but I am dealing with it. I'm facing it head on. I'm experiencing it and teaching myself to make better choices than the choices that I was forced to make in my childhood. So,
okay. The first thing that the Posse of Angels wants you to know is you're having a little bit of throat problems, because in your childhood communication was a problem. Speaking up for yourself.
Yes.
Being authentic,
yes.
Being honest, being open. And now they're saying, Allison, all you need to do is use your voice and be as honest and open and transparent as you possibly can be, because they're saying that a bird sings, not so that everybody will enjoy their song, but because it has a voice and because it just wants to share that with the world. And they said, as long as you're communicating yourself 100% openly with everyone else, then you will see wonderful things in front of you. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Allison. Well, the first card that comes out is the Emperor card. They're saying that they're applauding you because of your dedication to taking charge and to it's like being your own boss, you know, and reigning in a lot of those energies that were dissipated from you as you helped save others, perhaps enable them, and you gave a lot of your power away. But they're saying you have a stronger foundation now to work from, and they're very proud of that. I don't know that they're saying you have very ambitious plans. You have, and they're saying that they will be, those plans will be realized. Those plans will definitely. Do you have have you put some time and effort and money into a particular project?
A particular purchase, is that what you said?
No, a project.
You know, it's somewhat. I have done that somewhat. There's a lot of pressure on me right now to get a job, you know, a means to support
right.
myself. There's a lot of pressure to do that. It's enormous pressure to do that. It's again, like we come back to job versus work. And I am, you know, it's interesting the Emperor came up because that's number four, which is my birth path. And so I resonate really strongly with the number four energy and the Emperor energy. But having to support myself to survive is really at the forefront. and so what I would really like to do gets pushed aside, you know, because what I am born to do is not really easy to find work in that field.
Well, no. In the fifth dimension, where we have the possibility of residing, there is only what you desire, and it's whatever you want to do. You do it, and then the abundance, and it's that frequency that will make the abundance come to you, because you'll be alive. You'll be alive.
Right.
You'll be happy. You'll be, you know, the lights are on in someone's home. You'll be wiggling with so much excitement. It's interesting that the next card that comes for you is the Queen of Pentacles. The Queen of Pentacles is a luxuriant card. The Posse of Angels want you to stop saying that you're being pressured by anybody else, because this is the illusion that you're hanging on to. Nobody is pressuring you. If you don't want to be pressured, then nobody can pressure you. And don't say you need to get something to survive, because in the fifth dimension, we live heaven on earth. We do not just survive. It's like I had a client in here the other day, and she said, all I want to do is get off my friend's couch so that all I want is just a small little hole-in-the-wall room somewhere and just to be able to pay my bills. And I said, why would you limit your life to just that? Why would you do that? If in the fifth dimension you can have anything that you possibly would want, Why would you limit yourself to just surviving? So it's very interesting that this card, the Queen of Pentacles, is about nurturing yourself, about luxuriant, about the ability to make anything more beautiful, including your life. The next one that comes out for you is the Eight of Pentacles. You know, take pride in what you're doing. Take pride in yourself, in your skills, in your talents, and don't just look. It's interesting. It's along the same lines as Julia in Florida. Don't just look to make a living. Look to make a life. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Allison.
Yeah.
Thank you. And you go out and you really, speak to the universe, open up to receive an extraordinary life for yourself.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, it's interesting. One of the things that the Posse of Angels quickly picked up was the difficult time that Allison was having in her voice, in communicating. And when we are not 100% open and honest, our communication does shut down. Let's go to our next caller. Let's see if this person is still on the line. Oh, that caller dropped out. 919, you were going to be next. You call back in and we will take the next person afterwards. 609, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Susan? Hi, Susan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Have you noticed any sabotaging in your life?
I can't think of anything right off the top of my head. Well, I guess negative thinking, I guess that's the way that I sabotage myself. There's kind of a lot going on.
It's interesting, as I was shuffling the cards, a card that just flew out of the pack, even before we could have any discussion, was the Three of Swords. And if there's, while you were speaking and this card flew out of the pack, the Three of Swords is always about releasing the past, isn't it? It's always about growing, it's about looking back on your life with very different eyes and seeing those people and those situations and the choices that you made and the things that eventuated as our most extraordinary teachers. And the Posse of Angels are saying that the harder that was and the more challenging the struggle, the greater was the opportunity for spiritual advancement and growth in your life. It's a time now to heal all those wounds and for you to bring yourself back to wholeness and peace. They're showing me a beautiful white dove, and they're saying the greatest thing that you can do now is to forgive yourself. Let me pull another two cards and see what comes after. Okay. It's interesting, the next card that came after you was the Knight of Swords. Now, this is usually a card of things moving very quickly in your life. And they're saying that there will become, the sudden changes are going to be on the horizon for you. And the more that you do forgive yourself, the more you do release the past, and you let it go with unconditional love, and you let it go with just love and forgiveness and appreciation for those wonderful teachers that you drew to yourself, then you will open up new changes to come in. There's almost, I feel that there's a heaviness on your chest, especially in your chest area. There's a heaviness there. But the good part about this is that they're saying that it's time for you to release it. And they're saying there's a new day dawning for you, which is lovely. And the only thing that you need to do is open up to receive it. And there you go. Third card that came out was the Ace of Cups, which is a brand new relationship that you're going to be having with yourself. A nurturing relationship, a loving relationship. You're going to become your best friend, and you will feel this fulfillment, this deep fulfillment inside of you, and no longer feel the separation. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Susan.
it has been. Thank you very much.
I'm sending you so much love. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Go to our next caller, 206. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
And what have you noticed about your life in the maybe the past couple of months?
Yeah, I made a huge change, and I moved 2 months ago, and I feel I'm kind of stalling now. Like I was on a roll, and now I've kind of slowed down, which maybe isn't a bad thing, but I don't want to slow down for too long or I'll stop moving forward.
Yes, actually, many of us are in that. It's not a holding pattern. It's like we've kind of lost our momentum.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. And thank you, because you confirmed that for me and confirmed that for many of others that I know, that it's like we were doing and we were excited and we were getting ready.
Yeah.
And many of us, I mean, my husband and I moved to Santa Monica, which was only 10 minutes away from Culver City, where we lived before. And we're here and we're now, and we're champing at the bit for those new projects and things to get started and ready. And it's like, okay, we're here now. We followed God's word. We followed the word of angels. And now we're like looking around like going, okay, where is it? Where is it? And we're in the exact same boat as you, Catherine. And when I was shuffling my fairy cards, and the card that came out was magic. Magic has a way of finding us. We don't find magic. Magic has a way of finding us, of touching us at that exact point when all of the coordinates come together, and then they will present us. Because I said this to a friend of mine who I spent the weekend with, lovely lady, and she's saying, why isn't it happened yet? We need it to happen now. And I said, we couldn't have done all the things that we did, whether that's establishing our healing practices or honing our alternative, you know, holistic skills, written the books, written screenplays, you know, moved mountains, moved continents, moved all over the place. We couldn't have done all of that for naught, because we followed the word of God and we followed the word of Spirit. So something not only is going to eventuate with that, but what is going to happen is it's going to be grander and more extraordinary magically than we ever possibly can imagine. And so where we are now, it's not even if we're waiting. It's just the anticipation is building for those changes to show up. So, it's not like, you know, years ago I used to say to my husband, God forgot me. And he said, no, God didn't forget you. Because you were just 10 years too early. 10 years too early. You shifted 10 years ago with your angelic walking experience. And so you have to wait for others to catch up to you, because they can't perceive you, they can't hear you. So, okay, let's come. Oh, I love when this happens. Okay, Catherine, your first card is the Wheel of Fortune. And what better card to get when you're saying, okay, I moved, and now what? They want you to know that your new beginning is right around the corner. It is the end of delays. Get your running shoes on, girl, because many of us are the next wave. Actually, I just bought a pair of new running shoes. next stage for many of us is the next wave of spiritual teachers on the planet. Okay, that old the older guard is waning. You know, the Barbara Marx Hubbards, the Neil Donald Walshes, the Wayne Dyers, they've been doing this for 30 years. It's not that they're not going to be doing it anymore, but there's a second wave of metaphysical teachers that are going to help those people that have shifted And that's where the Wheel of Fortune is turning for you, a change in direction that's going to offer you happiness. And holy cow, the next card, you've got two ones. You've got 10, which is the Wheel of Fortune, which is the new beginning, and you've got the 10 of Pentacles, which is about not only the happy family life, but it's also the highest card of abundance and prosperity and riches and wealth and financial security. So there we go. I think that's self-explanatory. And the next one is the Two of Swords. And they want you to know with the Two of Swords that there will be a choice there's going to be more than one thing that's going to be on offer for you. They want you to not jump in so quickly when you're offered these things, because people will be able to see your light. People will be able to see your light, and many of them will want to hook their little red wagon to you and your light. But be discerning, and it's going to be difficult for many of us who have felt like we've been held back for a while.
Yeah.
Not to jump forward at the first thing that we're offered, you know?
Oh.
Be discerning, go into your heart and say, does this make me feel happy? Does this make me feel joyful? Is this in alignment with what I so desire? So, Catherine, all I can see is fairy sparkles around this new beginning of yours, and it's coming. So I hope that's been helpful.
Yes. What do you suggest then, like for the now, for like this month?
For this month, put your energy on your creativity. Wherever you can be creative, do that. Oh, because that's going to open the channel. That's going to bring out the inner child in you, and that's going to keep the abundance at its highest level, because there's nothing worse than waiting.
Right.
Because waiting actually diminishes our beautiful energies inside.
Yeah. Okay.
So there you go. So you go off and have
a heavenly
day, week, and month, and it's coming for you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you to our lovely Catherine. And that goes for all of us. If you find your place that, you know, you think your momentum is waned and you've moved and you've done everything that Spirit, God has, whispered in your ear to do, and now you find yourself like, okay, where is it? Just take that moment to rest. Just take that moment to nourish yourself in creativity, to really love yourself and reflect on all the wonderful things that you did to get you to this place and time. So let's go to our next caller, Earth Angel 913. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is Lisa Nolan Shalosky.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm just listening to you and just getting my heart filled to full capacity and just having a ball.
Isn't that lovely? Well, I know that you are on the brink of great changes as well, and a new move and a new direction coming up for you soon.
I am accepting with great, great, great open heart, darling. I am absolutely accepting.
Well, and they just want you to be open to receive. That's all.
Okay. All right.
Be open to receive. They can't be any more succinct than if you open up for change to happen. And they want you to expand your flexibility. And again, it's only what Lisa desires. And by expanding your flexibility, you'll be able to enjoy the vitality of what's coming for you.
Oh, that's just like, I just have to take a nice deep breath on that one. It's just like a breath of fresh air to know that just so many changes are coming. And it's like, it's like some of your other colors. I just want them to be here already. I'm ready for them right now.
Let's go to the cards and pull three cards for our lovely Lisa and see what comes out. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, you are past your use by date. In the area that you're in now, okay? And in order to bring in the new, you must move. The first one comes after you is the Emperor. And, of course, that's a more stable foundation. And where we are in a certain place, if it's not wholly giving us that fruition and that great feeling. And we know sometimes when we go away on holiday, we feel a feeling of deja vu, like when my husband and I went to Maui. We've lived there before. We've experienced those Lemurian energies. And we were actually talking about buying a place there. It was just like we didn't want to leave there. We feel that way about Australia as well. So there are certain areas in the world where you know it, and then when you come back home, you have this letdown. You have this feeling like, I would rather be. But they want you to know that stronger foundation is coming for you. It's interesting. I did shuffle the deck. You got the same card, the Queen of Pentacles, the second one. And this is, you will feel more luxuriant. You will feel more abundant and prosperous and wealthy. And feeling that way when you do move will bring in all of those things to you. The next card that comes out for our lovely Lisa is the Queen of Swords. And you know and I know that the Queen of Swords takes no prisoners. She doesn't care what people say. You can't move because of X, Y, and Z. And the Queen of Swords says, talk to the hand. There's only what I desire. Lisa, you know exactly what to do. You have the benefit of your great metaphysical spiritual teacher within. You have the benefit of experience. It's a time for your career. It's a time for you to blossom, to move forward. There's also something in you that is sabotaging your greatness. That every time you think about moving, then you think about the reasons why you can't move.
Okay.
And when you move, you will realize your greatness, and that is scary for you. There's a part of you that's scary.
That's very true.
Okay, so they want you to really keep affirming. I just drew a fairy card, which is prosperity. Okay, the prosperity for you is saying, get ye down south. You've got that finger of God pointing you in that direction and saying, the sooner that you can do this, then your new life can start for you. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Lisa.
That has been extremely helpful. I love you. I love your energy, and I just can't thank you enough for your service to us and humanity. You're the awesome bombness. All these beautiful adjectives. You're just great, Candy. You're just great.
I love you so much, Lisa. And when you get to your new home and I'm in that area of the world, I'm going to come and visit you.
You better. You absolutely better.
Okay, sweetheart. Love you so much. Hugs and kisses to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, lovely Lisa. And we have time for maybe just one more caller. Let's see. 717, you are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking
to? Hi, Candy. This is Doreen. I spoke to you last week. I was also, like Lisa, just listening in to your wonderful show. I didn't really call in for a reading, but, if the posse has anything to say today, that would boost my spirits a little bit.
Okay, let's boost Kareem's spirits. When we do, because so much of our humanness is about doing and seeing things realized and, ticking things off lists and everything, when we go into a lull and things aren't happening, then we get not deflated, but we go, okay, what next? And sometimes we do need a boost. Okay, so let's go to the cards and boost our Kareem. Okay, first one that comes out is the moon, and I just spoke about the full moon.
They're saying that the opportunities are on the horizon. Watch for the new moon coming up, Corrine. Listen to your intuition. Face your fears. That's what this moon is doing. It's shining, this full moon is shining a light on anything of any fear that is going to stop you from stepping forward. Have you ever worked with Archangel Haniel?
A little bit, not a huge amount.
Okay, they want you to work with Archangel Haniel more. See her as your friend. See her as you having a common bond of creating magic in this world. And your life is going to be picking up soon. It's going to be, you're going to be receiving. You're going to be receiving the fulfillment of the prayers that you've answered for. They also want you to know, with the Seven of Pentacles that have come out, is that the seeds that you've planted have already started to sprout, and you will see that. As May goes on and into the summer, they're using the word summer harvest. The posse of angels are clapping. They're saying, Corrine, you've done such a good job. They're patting you on the back, and they're saying, have patience. Patience is not my long suit either. And they're saying the summer harvest is coming. And in fact, make plans for those things that, that you know, act like they're already happening and saying, okay, with these dreams fulfilled, what am I then going to do next? Feel that fulfillment of those dreams being realized, because that's the vibrational frequency that is going to keep you alive, engaged, and excited, but really, really excited. Okay, the next card that is coming out for you is the Page of Cups. And Page of Cups is saying that there's a new proposal that's going to be offered to you, whether that's in relationships or whether that's in career. That is on the horizon for you. So all of those things are pointing towards your compassion that you have for yourself, that you just sit with that and say, I've done a great job. I've done a wonderful job, and all I have to do is open to receive, to have the patience that each moment you are exactly where you're meant to be. And maybe third is to increase the passion by the creativity and finding those creative outlets that make you feel more engaged where you're exactly where you need to be. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, as always, Candy, you and the posse are wonderfully heavenly. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you. And God bless you for the beautiful, radiant light that you shine on the planet. Love you so much.
Love you too, Candy. Thank you.
Take care. Bye. And that just about wraps up our show today. I'd like to thank all of the callers. Thank you to all of my listeners, all the people that are following me, for tuning into the program. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting, enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, which is filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the posse of angels, and myself, please email and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And don't forget that there is a special on the intuitive counseling sessions, the Reiki sessions for month of May. Those sessions, normally $200 or $175 if you book and pay for May, and you can schedule them whenever you want, either in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally. You can call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716. And until next time, everyone, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion an extraordinarily beautiful life for yourself, sending you so much love and, of course, angel blessings. Take care, and I'll speak with you again next week. Bye.